Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Tzadi Hei. Psachim Tzadi Hei. As we continue in Mishahaya, the next couple of days, the daf will be uploaded from the previous cycle, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue again on Tzadi Tes. Tzadi Tes, but the end of the parak at the beginning of the next parak. But either way, today we have Tzadi Hei. Two harvests from yesterday that I ran out of time, I didn't get to mention. Number one was the Rambam, that we mentioned a couple of times, that one cannot learn yesterday's daf without the Rambam. The Rambam saying that one has to look around. Part of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, the way to get there is not just through Talmud Torah, which is what one Medrash says. That's one way to bring to Avas Hashem, which the Rambam quotes in Sefer HaMitzvos. But the other way is through looking around at the world, and looking around at nature, and taking to your limb, and seeing the Brios Hashem. That's another way of bringing to Avas Hashem. Says the Rambam, Hechi Aderek La'Avas Ovi Yiraso. How does one come to the level of Av and Yiras Hashem, which are two of the mitzvahs tmidios, two of the six constant mitzvahs which apply every second of our life? B'shoa She'yizbonein Adam B'ma'asav. When a person thinks about his actions, capital H, Ubruav Haniflaim HaGdolim V'yira Mehem Chachmaso, and I see wisdom in the creation of the world, she'ein lo erech v'lo keitz, which has no, there's no amount, which has no limit, miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mifa'er, immediately. Right when I look around, I'm like, whoa, this is unbelievable. Kodesh Baruch Hu is awesome. Right, I just read Barchi Nafshi with Kavana, and I'll recognize that. And mis'avet taiva gadola leida Hashem agadol, I have a great taiva to know God. As David HaMelech says, Samanafshi lalukim lokel chai. Zogah Samanafshi, the beginning of the Zmiron Shabbos, written by the Eben Ezra. That's on the one hand. Ukishimachashay vidvarma elu atzman. And as I think of these exact elements as well, the same Brias Hashem, which brings me to Avas Hashem, miyad hu nirta la'achorav. Immediately, I also jump backwards. V'yira, v'yifached, v'yodeya shehu birya ktana shfela afela. I am a small, lowly, dark creature. Omeid b'das kala me'uta lefnei tamim deos. That is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as an ant in the universe. Kemosha Amar David, like David HaMelech also says, Ki ero shemecha ba'aseh esposecha ba'enosh ki tizkerenu uven adam ki tefkedenu. It's amazing. They both quotes from David HaMelech. David HaMelech says that Sama nafshi l'elokim, I want to be close, and at the same time, ma'enosh ki tizkerenu. Ulofi advar ma'elon, according to this, this is why you have to spend time thinking about the world. That's point number one, just to mention that I did not get to mention. Yesterday, the Rambam, again, Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, about seeing the world and having that come to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The other thought I wanted to mention about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that is going to be said 4,000 times throughout Shas, but we are in Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and we remember some of the takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai about Zecha LeMikdash, some of the nine takanas. The reason we shake a lulav today is because of Yochanan ben Zakkai, of Yom Hanef being Kulo, Yom Hanef Kulo Aser, and shaking a lulav seven times Zecha LeMikdash. There's an amazing ha'ara that I saw this summer, I mentioned it before, from Rav Gifter, related to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara says in the Masechta Sukkah, and Yonah Diyom, Adaf Chafches Amen Aleph, that Shmonim Talmidim Hailol Hillel Azakin. Hillel had 80 Talmidim. 80 Talmidim. The greatest 30, they were Roy for Ashras Ashkina like Moshe Rabbeinu. The next 30, the sun should have stopped for them like Yeshua Ben Nun. And the 20 Beinonim, does that mean like the bottom 20 or the middle 20? Pashas the bottom, the 20. The greatest one, Rav Yodas Ben Uziel, and the Katan Shemekulam, Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the smallest of these Pashas 80 Talmidim. Rav Yodas Ben Uziel, Kodosh of a Kulan, he had fire floating around his head when he used to learn, and birds used to burn up overhead as he used to learn. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was the smallest one. Okay, and it said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he was unbelievable too. He knew every mikra, mishnah, gemara, halacha, zakados, tikduke sofrim, right? The sichas malachai asharis goes through his greatness. Asaf Gifter, if you look at Pirkei Avos, you find the Shalshalas HaMesorah goes through the Zugos and the various personalities, and it says that Hillel and Shammai were the leaders, and who were Makabel from Hillel and Shammai? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Makabel from Hillel and Shammai. He was the next leader of Klal Yisrael, Asaf Gifter, but he was the smallest of the Talmidim. He was Katan Shevakulan. Why was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai the one to take the torch? So says Rav Gifter, because the point of being a Baal HaMesorah, and the Ikar being a Baal HaMesorah, is not knowing the most Torah. It's not being the greatest Lamdan. That's important, but that's not the greatest. The greatest skill that is needed to be a Baal HaMesorah is to be able to transmit the Torah to the next generation. The person who could speak the language of the next generation. The person who understands the children and the members of the next generation, and they could transmit Torah, says that's what a leader has to be. I'm Ba'al HaMesorah. It can be a great Talmid Chacham, but if you can't give over the Torah, if I'm not Misayiv Al Abrios, that they want to listen to me, then I can't be one of the Ba'al HaMesorah. A Ba'al HaMesorah has to be someone who knows, but also is able to transmit. And that is a key skill that is required by many, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had. So we had him yesterday, and we think of him whenever we have Chol HaMoed Sukkos and the like. So that is a ha'ara I wanted to mention from yesterday. Okay, so now we continue after... actually, one more. You'll have to just let me. There's one more thought that has to do with numbers. It's the Chanukah Sator. We had yesterday that the sun's circumference over the world, the 6,000 parsa. So the Chanukah Sator, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, classic Rebbe Reb Heschel, says, this explains the Medrash. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Yoseich Aleichem Kachem, Aleph Pa'amim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, the God of your forefathers, will be Mosif on you 1,000-fold. Aleph Pa'amim. Aleph Pa'amim. Amar Abelazar, the Medrash says, Bebirchaso Shel Moshe, Yeshbo Misof Ha'olam V'ad Sofo. In the Bracha of Moshe, we have the whole world, from one side to the other. Elef pam ein ksiv kan elef pi'amim. End of the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu says, in this bracha that Hashem is giving you, it covers the whole world. And it says elef it doesn't say elef pam, it says elef pa'amim. What is the difference between elef pam and elef pa'amim? Explains the Chanukah Satorah. We learned in Psachim Sadi Dalid that the sun goes 6,000. We know the Machane Yisrael was Sholosh Parsos. Three parsos. The Gemara learns that from Tchumen from there. They have three parsos. Nimsa, im hayakasuf kachem elef pam. If it would have said elef pam, you do 1,000 times 3, that's only 3,000. That wouldn't be good enough. He says, haval hashta da'amar kachem elef pa'amim hakavana sheyirbu achi amachane shis alfe parsos. It's 2 times elef. Right? Not 3,000 times 2, but 3,000 or 6,000 type. I'm sorry, 3. It's not shalosh parsos. Hafash da'abar kachem elef pa'amim hakavana sheyirbu achi amachane shis alfi parsos. Dahainu shnei pa'amim elef pam shlosha parsos v'hu shis alfi parsos v'hu v'kneged midas ha'olam. So that's how you get 6,000. You have elef pa'amim instead of elef 1,000 times 3. You have 2,000 times 3, which is 6,000, and that's the circumference that the sun orbits around, as we learned yesterday, and that's what the pasuk means. Hashem Yosef Achem Kochem Elef Pa'amim, and the Medrash says, Misof Ha'olam V'ad Sofa. Okay, Chanukah Satorah. Getting us through the math of the Gemara, as he always does. Vayter, says the Mishnah, today's daf, Tzadi Hey. Ma Bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What is the difference? We're talking about Pesach Sheni in this parak. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara, the Mishnah gives a couple of differences. Harishon aser b'bal yirah b'yimatzei, v'asheni chametz b'umatzei imo b'bayis. The first Pesach, there's an issur chametz b'bal yirah b'yimatzei. The second one, I'm allowed to have chametz in my house. My kids can be eating pizza while I'm eating the Karan Pesach. Right? There's no issur of b'bal yirah b'yimatzei by the second Pesach. Says the Sfas Emes on this line of the Mishnah and other Achronim. You know what it sounds like from here? Something we discussed way back at the beginning of the Masechta. When does the Isra Bali Rabbi Yimatzei start? So it for sure applies on Pesach. Is there an Isra Bali Rabbi Yimatzei on Erev Pesach? Does that Isra de Oraisa with Malkus kick in on Erev Pesach? Says the Sfasemes, Pashas from this Mishnah, yes. Because what's the parallel? The Mishnah says that Pesach Sheni, which is what day? Yud Dalit Iyar. Pesach Sheni does not have an Isser Chametz, but Pesach Rishon does. What's the parallel? What? That on Pesach? No, the parallel is when you're Shechted the Karban Pesach. So a Pesach Sheni, there is no Isser. A Pesach Rishon, there is an Isser. Pashtus, it means on Erev Pesach. That's the Pashtus of the of the Mishnah. Rashi earlier on Daf Samech Gimel seemed to say not so. Seemed to say it only starts at night. Yes, there is some type of Isser that it starts on Erev Pesach, but the real bona fide Isser by Rabbi Matzei, so that might not start. It's a machlokas. The Rambam Shita is unclear. Number one. So that's one mashmos from the Mishnah. The other question is, could I eat my car? It says the dough is there by your matzah. Could I eat my car Pesach with challah? Do I go that far? Can I have a sandwich? Can I have a carbon Pesach sandwich with bread? Okay, there's no Israel have it in my house, but can I eat it together? So, if you look in Rashi, where? Rashi Aparshas Bo. Rashi Aparshas Bo says in Beferish. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this Rashi. Says the... Is the Minchas Chinuch Aleph. Was it Minchas Chinuch Aleph? Minchas Chinuch Aleph in actually, no, it's here. It's in Pesach Sheni, not Pesach Rishon. It's in Shippe Gibel. So Shippe Gibel, Rashi quotes on Bamidbar, Perek Tes Pasuk Yud, Obederek Rechoka, Rashi says, Pesach Sheni Chametz Umatza Imo Babayis, Ve'ein Sham Yantif, Ve'ein Iser Chametz Ela Imo Ba'achilaso. It's before Rashi. We just zoom through Maver Sedra. We don't catch it. Rashi says it, Parshas Baloscha, Beferish, that you're not allowed to have a cup of Pesach sandwich. On Pesach Sheni. There's no Isser of having chametz in your house, but you're not allowed to have Pesach Sheni sandwich. And the Minchas Chinuch says, I have no idea where Rashi got this from. Where's the source? The Mishnah here says there's no Isser of chametz. What, it has to do with the tam? The tam of the Gar Pesach will be butthole from the challah. So what about Hillel, who says they have a mitzvah matzah, separate mitzvahs that say daraisa? So the Minchas Chinuch leaves Rashi in Bitzarachian. He does not know where Rashi got the Shita from, but the Shita is Rashi. So there's Rashi in Baloscha that you're not allowed to have eat chametz with your Gar Pesach. Avalim Yatzi de Chavaso says the Ben Chasidach, okay, maybe the first Kazayas. Maybe the first Kazayas, but as you keep eating, Avalim Yatzi de Chavaso, Kfar, O Rotze Latzezi de Chavaso, Be Kazayas Achron, Mutter Lecho Kala Pesach Ima Chameitz, Kilomatzidu Beshum Makom, Isser Chameitz Bepesach Sheni, Rak Mitzvah Zase Lecho Kazayas Pesach Ubatsu, Bar of Yatzi de Chavaso. And then he quotes Rashi and he says, Valoyadati Mehechan Yatza Lorabenu Zeh. Where did he get this from? And listen to this cool line at the end. Avo shiya isra b'chabitz dover zehu tabua etzli ma'od v'lo re'isi l'mafarshim shiya gishu b'zeh v'tzorachiyin v'zeh kamashanim kasafti zeh al gilyon b'chumish shali v'tzorachiyin gadol. I wrote this down on the side of my chumish many years ago and I still don't have an answer. So the Minchas Chinuch used to write notes on the side of his chumish too. It also is a riot that he wasn't Maver Sedra on Shabbos. Okay, but either way, that is the Minchas Chinuch Sarah, unless he went back after Shabbos. The Meshech Chachma assumes it's an Isser Aseh, based on the Pasuk about eating Karban Pesach, but he assumes it's an Isser Aseh, that's where Rashi gets it from. Either way, that's the first line of the Mishnah. So the first difference between Pesach Rishon and Sheni is Chametz. Number two, HaRishon Ton Halel Ba'achilaso, VaSheni Ein Ton Halel Ba'achilaso. Is there Halel while you eat the Karban Pesach? The first one, yes. The second one, no. Right? This is talking about the Halel during the Seder. Right? We say Halel as we eat the Karban Pesach. And we do not say Halel as we eat Pesach Sheni. What about, is there any other Halels that night? So that's the Machlokas Bechaber and the Ramah. What about Halel during Shul on the Seder night? Right? We never say Halel at night except for that night. So that's the Machlokas Bechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Pei Zayin, Belel Rishon Shal Pesach, Gomrin HaHalel B'tzibur B'ne'ima B'bracha T'chila V'asof. First out of Pesach in Shul, we say Halel, V'chein B'lel Sheni, Shal Sheyam and Tov Shal Golias, Ramah, V'kol Zeh Ein Anu Nogin Kein, Ki Ein Anu Omrim Halel, Ein Anu Omrim B'layla B'Pesach Knesses Halel Klal. That's the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. But the Achronim point out, the Vilna Gon and many other Achronim are even though right, Ashkenazic custom usually follows the Ramah. There are many Ashkenazic poskim that say one should say Halel. Uminag ben Isfard v'chemina chasidim menogim kagra lomar Halel b'la Pesach b'beis hakneses ubi bracha. And the quotes from in the Piskei Tshuva, he goes to the bottom that the Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish and many others used to say it in shul with a bracha, without a bracha, maybe without a bracha, but they used to say it in shul as well on the night of the. Night of the Seder. The big shaila is what happens if one has a minhag not to say it and you're in a shul with somebody who said, with the shul that say it. The opposite, okay, nobody else is saying it, so you say it quietly. No, that's not considered a parish, but that's sibur. But what happens if somebody's in a shul and they have the minhag not to say it, and it comes up all the time in various contexts? That's where Moshe has a tshuva about this. Arachayim, Chelek, Beis, Simin Sadi Dalin. Be'echot, Sheino Noeg, Lomar, Halo, Vezak, Neses, Bo'ab Sachim, Ve'nipso, Vezak, Neses, Shomer, Halo, Ich Yiznaim. Malas Kvodi, Yididi, Reb Yitzchak, Shlita. Okay, that's all. Reb Moshe has to write the last name in this tshuva, or a date. Doesn't want to give it away. Right? But in between tshuvas from 1962 and 1960. Okay, says Reb Moshe, And once a shul is saying it, says Reb Moshe, it's usher to leave. To keep it shenogu kein sham, gam ish ein and oig lomar halal, keep it shatom is palo beis akneses ze, usher lashanos bebnei machlokas. That's Reb Moshe. V'im yatza bishvil ze, harinami ikatam de usher bebnei machlokas. Keep it shakol yavinu she yatza bebnei shacholik aleihem. Aval ein lo levarech. You don't have to make a bracha on it. It's just Tehillim. So you don't have to make a bracha on it. V'im haye bofat she nikash lo birech nirish yisorakam levarech. Wow. If it's nikah, then you're not making a bracha. Let's say you're the chazan. Let's see, you got to think ahead. If you don't want to say halal with the tzibur, and they usually say it. And the gabbai's got to know this. But you got to think ahead. But if it's nikar, then one even has to make a bracha. But that's Moshe, but let's just go to do. Again, this applies where the whole tzibur is doing one thing and you're doing something else. There are other types of minhagim. For example, wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz. In most shuls, they allow both minhagim to take place. Since both are grounded in the sources, wearing and not wearing tefillin and chutz la'aretz on Chol HaMoed. So that's why most shuls assume that it's not a problem of osis go to do, and they allow both minhagim to take place in the shul. But that's all about halal in shul on the Seder night. Right, in Eretz Yisrael, then if somebody's wearing tefillin, then they're asked not to wear tefillin in public on Chol HaMoed, because nobody wears tefillin in Eretz Yisrael on Chol HaMoed. Okay, Viter. What about how we didn't get there? We'll get there in a second. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. So those are the two differences. Chametz and halal during Achila. Vizeh, leading right into your point. Toan halal ba'asi yasan. But even they both require halal during their avoda. During the Shechita, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, even Pesach Sheni requires Hala in the Asiyah. We'll see it's based on Psukim. V'ne'echal and Sli, and they both have to be roasted, al matzah umurorim, with matzah and mara, v'dochet es Shabbos. And even Pesach Sheni, bismano, is docha Shabbos. So, you can eat it with matzah and mara. That's the Isser Aseh that the Meshech Chachma spoke about. The Isser Aseh of the Isser of Rashi eating. Rashi says, it's also to eat your Pesach Karmah Mitzvah with a sandwich, a matzos from Yachluhu. That's an Aseh to eat it with matzah and mara, and not to eat it with chametz. Right? That's where the Meshech Chachma suggests that Rashi got it from. Okay. Tana Rabbanon. There are other differences. The Mishnah here only quotes two differences and three similarities. Tosfos here starts quoting the Tosefta, where the Tosefta has a number of other differences. The first Pesach Sheni Rishon has to be eaten in three groups, and Pesach Sheni is not written in three. Doesn't have to be in three groups. Tosfos discusses what about Bikur Mimum. We know there's a special halacha of checking an animal for 4 days before you shecht it. So Tosfos wonders, does that apply here? Yes, but the only reason it's not here maybe is because it's not a unique Pesach halacha. It applies to the Karban Tame too. Right, so maybe that's why it's not here. Some other Rishonim suggest the reason it might not be here is because, is it ma'akev? Roasting your herb Pesach, that's a din b'di'evet, li'ikuva, and all the others. But what about Bikur Mimum? Rov Rishonim assume that if I don't check my carbon for 4 days beforehand, then I happen to shecht it, and then I check it afterward to see everything's okay, then it's okay b'di'evet. There is a Tosfos, think of Masechta Shavuos, one place where Tosfos says Bikur Mimum is ma'akev. If I didn't check it for 4 days beforehand, then the carbon's pasul. And even if I shecht it, I have to shecht another one. So it could be that's why that difference is out of the Mishnah, because according to Rov Rishonim, that is only l'chatchila and not b'di'evet. If you want to look in the Tosefta here, in the 8th parak, the Tosefta has a number of other differences as well. Elu dvarim, shebe risho l'sheni. Harisho begimol kitos, veisheni begimol kitos. Harisho dochez atoma, veisheni dochez atoma. Harisho chayev and alav kares, hasheni ein chayev and alav kares. Divrei Rebbe, that we had a few days ago. Rebbe Nelson Omer, hasheni chayev and alav kares. Another difference. Harisho ton chagiga, vein hasheni ton chagiga. Well, you have to bring a carbon chagiga along with it, right? The chagiga is yudalit, as we spoke about earlier. Harisha noi kol shiva v'hashedi yom echad, right? Whether you have a yontif for 7 days or only one day, and most So again, there are many, many differences. The Rambam adds in another difference. The Rambam says, are you allowed to take the Korban Pesach out? Eat a chutzlach habura? The Rambam says, only Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. Again, another difference. One more, the Sfas Emes. What about Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So you have to be Mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach Sheni? Halacha L'maisa. You have to know this. Mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach Sheni. Is there such a mitzvah? Says the Sfas Emes. It's not listed here. Now listen here, but he says, I think it probably applies. Nira, the Bechal Zeh, when it says Hallel, it must also include Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, you pray, you have a chiyuv to praise Hashem during the Asiyah, so it must be of Tzibur too. Nira de Bechal, I'm sorry, I read it incorrectly. It's going on the Hallel, which means, because there is no Hallel during the Achila, so it must not be a Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nira de Bechal Zeh, Gam Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. De Nira de Lesa B'Sheni. Less of a Sheni. Afilu, and then he adds, even if you weren't Misaper on Pesach Rishon, still, there's no Chiyav, I don't think it's Pesach Sheni. He says, look in the Maharal and Gevurah Hashem. He thinks there is a Chiyav. That's a very interesting question, whether there's a mitzvah of Tzibur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach Sheni. Okay, all of that has to do with differences and similarities between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We continue. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Ya'asu Oso. That's the Pasuk by Pesach Sheni. Right? All the Pesukim here on this Amud are from Baloska Pesach Sheni. Like the laws of Pesach Rishon, you do it. So what is that including? How do I know which halachas apply and which don't? The Mishnah says roasted and with matzah and marah apply. But the other halachas don't. B'mitzvah she'begufo akasa medaber. It must only apply by elements that have to do with the goof of the animal. Right, this isn't mitzvah shebegufo like on a person, but it's mitzvah shebegufo of the goof of the animal. Mitzvah she'al gufo minayin. How do I know about mitzvahs that apply on it? Al gufo, like matzah and maror. How do I know that applies to Pesach Sheni? Remember we had a couple of days ago on Daf Tzadi, we had matzah and maror were called hechshero de Pesach. Right, it's something that goes along with the Pesach. It's Hechshera de Pesach. So minayin, how do I know that also applies to Pesach Sheni? Tamalomar al matzah zemarom yachlu. Says it beferish, right? So we'll have to see what the flow of the brisa is later on. Yochel afilo mitzvos shelo al gufo. You might think even mitzvos that are not al gufo. Rashi says like hashpasa sa'or, like destroying chametz. You might think that also should apply to Pesach Sheni. Tamalo, why would I think that? I just quoted a pasuk about dafka al gufo. We'll have to see the flow later. Tamalo mar ve'etzem lo yishbruvo. No, it says you should not bake a brone in it. Ma shviras ha'etzem miyuchan mitzvah shebegufo. If shviras etzem is uniquely a mitzvah that applies to the goof of the Korban Pesach, that example, afkol mitzvah shebegufo. So only that. So that is number one. And we'll see later on that hidden, embedded in the shita is really a klalu prat. It's not as it seems. There's a klalu prat, and we learn from a klalu prat that you limited it to mitzvah shebegufo. Isi ben Yehuda omer, ya'asu oso, b'mitzvah shebegufo kasa b'daber. And Isi ben Yehuda argues on that. As we'll see, you don't need a klalu prat. It's a beferish pasuk. It says, oso, only do items that apply to the body of the Korban Pesach. Period. So let's talk about this brisa. Omar mar, Yochol av mitzvos shelo al gufo. You might think it applies even to mitzvos that are al gufo, not on its body, but let's say separate, external, like chametz. The first line of the brisa just said that you learned that from a pasuk that it only applies to mitzvos shebegufo. What do you mean the next line of you might think even al gufo hachi ka'amar? No, this is how you understand the brisa. Hashta da amart al matzah zumarom yochluhu. Now that it says you have to eat it with matzah and maror, so you see there's already a little expansion of gufo. Right, it's not just how to roast it. Alma ya'asu oso lavdafkahu. So you see, oso is already lavdafka based on the fact. Right, there are three levels. There's gufo, there's al gufo, and there's michutz l'gufo, which we understand. Roasting the animal is an idea about the goof of the animal. Matzah and maror is eating it with it. That's al gufo. Having chametz in your house, that's chutz la gufo. So it's three levels. So the brisa says, well, the second that it says matzahs and maror, which means you include category two, so maybe I would have thought you also include category three. So, e mahavi le kiprat v'klau, v'nasa klau mosef ala prat. It's a prat and a klau. It's a specific law and then a general law. So you might think you're mosif yafilu kol mili nami, and that's why I might even include chutz la gufo category 3 kamash malan. That's the flow of the brisa. Good. Isi ben Yehuda, he argues, hi, etzem I avilei. What does he use etzem losishfrufo for? He doesn't use that to limit it to not category 3, which is what the Tanakhama used this pasuk for. So what does Isi ben Yehuda use this exclusion for? Mi boilei la'echad etzem sheyesh ba'moach ve'echad etzem sheyesh ba'moach. You're not allowed to break any bone, even a bone which has no moach in it, has no marrow in it, still the isser of Shviras Etzem still applies. V'Rabbanan ha'yasu oso my avilei. What do the Rabbanan do with Isi ben Yehuda's pasik? Mi ba'ilei shein shochten es ha'pesach ala yachid. Just like we have a halacha by Pesach Rishon, that we had a machlokas tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, whether you're allowed to shecht it for one person. So this opinion holds, you can't shecht Pesach sheini for one person either. Tekama de'efshar la'ahadure madrinad. The more we can find other people to do it with, the better. And that's why we try to find more than one person to shech the Karban Pesach with. Right, that's Rashi. What do you do? Look at Rashi. Third to last skinny line. Shein shochtim Pesach sheini ala yachid, shein idchelo. You don't shech them with one person. Lahachi kasav yasu lashan rabim. You learn that from yasu lashan rabim. Tekama de'efshar la'adure achar tamei chavero li'manasem al madrinan. You look for somebody else tamei. Like what? What do you do? Could go and l'tamei echad b'sheretz. Rashi adds that in. Tamei echad b'sheretz? So we had that earlier, right? In the earlier prakim in Ketzat Solon, we had this, that if you have all b'nei Yisrael are half and half. So what do you do? We had all the choices. Do you make somebody tamei sheretz? Do you make somebody tamei mace? Do you make somebody tuma zav? All the different, you can't make somebody tuma zav. But you could make a zav, make them tamei. But they had all these different suggestions for to solve the stalemate problem of the entire Jewish people. So what is Rashi adding in here? If you don't think about it closely, he's like doing something more extreme. Even to help one person out. To help one person, because over Tamei Echad B'Sheretz, you have to find somebody who's Tamei, who Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Shady. And also Tamei Sheretz, he's taking a stand that you're not going to bein shocht of a zorkin al Tamei Sheretz, they're not going to be able to do Pesach Rishon. But again, that's an important Rashi that's much discussed by the Achronim. Okay, that's an underline Rashi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso, similar what we just said. So the Pesach Sheni, you do it like the Pesach Rishon. Yochol, Kishem Shaharishon Aser Mevali Rabbi Yimatzei. I might think that just like the Rishon is Aser Mevali Rabbi Yimatzei, Kach Sheni Aser Mevali Rabbi Yimatzei, I might think it's also Aser Tamalomar. Matzah Zemurim Yochluhu. No, it says you can eat the matzah and maror. Meaning, specifically, al gufo. Not chutz lagufo. The ainli ela mitzvahs aseh. I only know that the mitzvahs aseh related to gufo and al gufo apply. Mitzvahs los aseh minayin. How do I know to include even the los aseh's? Well, the Gemara will quote a little bit later an example of each of these, as we'll see. But first we're just going to have the rule. How do you know to even include the los aseh's for Pesach Sheni? Tamalomar lo yashiru mimenu ad boker. Right, it quotes an example of a los aseh. No, sir. Do not leave over the Pesach Sheni until the next morning. The ainli ela mitzvahs los aseh shenita klase. If you only have this iser of leaving over no sars, I know to only include a los aseh that can be fixed by an aseh. A lav hanita klase, which has different halachos than regular lav. Mitzvahs los aseh gomor minayin, tamel lomar v'etzem l'sish ruvo. So you have that shviras etzem, which is a regular los aseh. Maha prat mefurish mitzvahs aseh v'los aseh shenitik aseh v'los aseh gomor. Just like there are three examples given, specifics in the Torah itself. So afkol mitzvahs aseh v'los aseh shenitik aseh v'los aseh gomor, semicolon. So too all others would also be included, and we'll have Hashem right now, what would be included? Two horrors. Number one, there is a big discussion in the Achronim. The Tumim has this, and that is, we know two rules. Number one, we know that a lav nitak lasei does not get malchus. We had a Rashi earlier in the Masechta. Why doesn't a lav nitak lasei get malchus? One of the reasons given is that, Rashi earlier we had, gave two reasons why you don't get malchus for a lav nitak lasei. Number one, the fact that there's an asei is as if the Torah is saying, well, do this and fix. I mean, you don't have to get lashes to fix your problem. You can just do this mitzvah and fix it. That's one svara. for Labadi to say in Malkan Alaf. The other svara is Dumi Dalabda Chasima, which is the more inclusive. We know the Pasuk says in Kiseitse Lo Sachsum Shar B'Disho, I'm not allowed to muzzle my animal right next to Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef, next to the source of Malkus. So I learned from there, the only time I'm Chayim Malkus if it's a lav as dumya de lav de chasima. It's like muzzling. So it's not a lav shame b'maisa, and it's a lot, not a lav anita glase, and it's not a lav shame b'klolos, and it's not a lav shanita lansaras misas bezdin. It's not any of these lavim. It's a regular run of the mill lav. Fine. There is, though, now a question in Hilchas Psule Edus. The Rambam quotes that when is somebody pasala Edus daraisa? If they do an avera habitually, that's chayiv malchus or worse. That's somebody who's pasalaitis. If somebody eats treif, do I eat nevela? They eat treif all day, so they're pasalaitis. That's a chayav alav sheishba malchus. If somebody obviously is b'chal Shabbos, somebody, any alav sheishba malchus or worse. Then there's a separate category with money averos. Money averos of Russia de Hamas. Good. What happens if somebody does a lav she'ein b'maisa or a lav anita klase that doesn't have to do with money? The question being, the fact that you don't get Malkus, or it's Ebo Maisa, or any of these, and you might be Mechalik between them, is that a reflection that it's less of an Avera? Or do we say, no, it's just like, it's Alav Nita Glasei is just as Chomor as Alav Nita Glasei. You don't get Malkus for a technical reason, but inherently the Avera is the same Avera. A big, what's the Nafkamina? The big Nafkamina, you Pasul Eidus. If I do Alav Ebo Maisa, if I leave over Nosar, which is both actually, a lav she'im b'maisa and a lav anita glase. Am I pasul la'edus? Let's say I'm a Kohen and I always leave it over, on purpose. Am I pasul la'edus? The Rambam says, only if you do a lav she'im an aver that she'ish b'maisa. But the achronim on choshem mishpat wonder, maybe this applies by a real lav less, that never gets Malkus for various reasons. That's a question in Hilchus Pasul La'edus, but I was just thinking that as we read this Gemara, you know, it could be that our Gemara is alluding to a stand on there, because what's the language of the Gemara? A lav anita glase as compared to a losa se gomor. That's the contrast lashon. Meaning a lav anita glase is not a losa se gomor. That's an important lashon. That seems to be, at least implicitly, taking a stand on that issue. That if it's not a lav, she'ish b'maisa, or not a lav, she'lo nita glase, it's not a full lo sase. Maybe you wouldn't be pasul la'edus in those, that's only one afkamina, but in that context. Good. Maybe we'll get back to one other hara relating to lav nita glase, and then we'll get back to Bali Rabbi Yimatse. This I mentioned in the past, but it's been a while, so I mentioned it again. Why is it, ask the stechemed, this is a Chelek Gimel, page 301. Why isn't every Avera a Lav Anita Glase to the Mitzvah of Tshuva? Every Avera should be a Lav Anita Glase. You have to do Tshuva for the Avera. So you want to answer, that's why the Rambam doesn't count it as a Mitzvah Asay. You only count Vidui. No, so then it's a Lav Anita Glase to Vidui. So why don't you say every Avera is a Lav Anita Glase to Tshuva? So you know there's an answer to this question. I mean, it's not not a Tzorach Ian question. So he quotes the various Achronim that talk about it. So first he quotes the Nachlas Binyamin. The Dafka Kishenitan La'asei Prati. That's the Pashtus. Lav Anita Glase means it's a Lav that's Minutak to a specific Asei. That's the Lav Anita Glase. That's what you need. Aval Asei the Tshuva Shu Klali L'Kal Alavin Lo Alim Lintuke. It's not strong enough to be Benatik it. Answer number one. Then he quotes Rav Pinchas Schiffer, Mi Lemberg, who gives a different answer. The reason, the Hataima de In Logan Avni Lasei, why? Because you need Dumya de Lav de Chasima. You need Dumya de Lav de Chasima, as we just said. This is a very sharp answer. So, one second. But if every Lav is Nitak Lasei for Tshuva, so de Lav de Chasima is also Nitak Lasei for Tshuva. So then you'd be Chayiv on all Nitak Lasei, so you'd get Malkus anyway. So, Mamewa, that answer doesn't, there's no problem with saying that every lav it has to be a Nita Glase, because then even lav de Chasima would be. Number two. Number three is the Oda B'Yehuda, in a totally different context. Oda B'Yehuda has a tshuva where he discusses why isn't there tshuva for Chayv Yemisas Bezdin. As he says, let's say somebody was Mechal Shabbos, with Edim, with Hasra, he's Chayv Skila. And then before Edim come bring him to court, what do? They wait 5 years, and all of a sudden he does tshuva and he becomes the God of Adar. And he's the Rosh Yeshiva. He's the Rosh Yeshiva, the biggest yeshiva in the world. And then the Edom get around to coming to court, and they testify against him, and he was Bekabal Asra, v'chulu, 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 Trisha v'chakira, we put him to death. put it to death. Why isn't there tshuva on Chayvim Mises Bezdin? So the Noda Behuda gives an answer. Many Achronim deal with this question, but the Noda Behuda gives an answer, and he says, because Bezdin doesn't know what's in a person's heart. Tshuva is in the heart. We don't know, so maybe he's putting on a good act. He doesn't want to be killed. So because it's in belave, so that's why Bezdin cannot act based on that. So too here, that's why he's not allowed to have say. Because what? Everybody will say, oh, I did tshuva. Right? That's why it won't work. Anyway, three answers why every Aveira is not a Lavanita Glase. Okay, well, let's continue. So the Gemara here in the Braisa included for Pesach Sheni an Ase, a Los Ase Hanita Glase, and a Los Ase Gomor. So what was included? What is included? Says the Gemara now. Bichlaleha de matzos umroim my kamarbi. What is included in the first line? Tzliesh. That's included. Bipratzeha my mamaitle. What's excluded? Hashpasa sa'ar. So you include tzliesh, roasting, and you exclude destroying chametz. Eifachana, maybe it's the opposite. No. Mitzvah de gufei adif. No, obviously you include category one and not category three, as we said before. That's one. Next. Bichlaleha delo yeshir mimenu ad boker. So that line of the isser of leaving over nosar, what's included, Micah Marbele? Lo sosi mimenu. Right, what's included? Don't take it out. Don't take it out. Bipratehu Micah Marbele, what's excluded? Lo yeira velo yematze. So we excluded the mitzvah of Tashbisu, and we excluded the lo sase about Rabbi Yematze. What does it sound like from this line of the Gemara? It sounds like Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is a Lav Anita Glaseh. That's what it sounds like. If you read the line, right, it says, what's excluded from category two? Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Just keep that in mind. Let's just finish the phrase first. Eifachana, we skip parentheses. Mitzvah Tegufei Adif. No, Mitzvah Tegufei is Adif, and that's why you include that. Next, Bicholah de Etzam Lish Ruvo Mayavit May Kamar. What's included by that Isser of Shvir's Etzim? Atoklu Menu Na. Not the Isser of eating it semi raw. Bipratel my kamamaiti, what's excluded? Well, Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi, excluding that you're not allowed to eat Chametz while Chametz, and eat the Pesach while Chametz is in your house. Eifachana, Mr. Degufei Adif. Same Shakl Vataria each time. Why did I point out, why did we point out that Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh is a Lavanita Klase? Because Reb Chaim in Hilchas Pesach quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, right, and of course the Rambam, he's commenting on the Rambam. The Rambam says in the first parak in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah that you don't get Malkus of Bali Rabbi Yimatzeh unless you bought Chametz on Pesach. Right? You did an action. The Rambam says if you just have chametz in your house and Pesach comes, you don't get malchus. But if you actively go and buy chametz, the Rambam says you're going to get malchus for Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. That's the Rambam Shittim. Hayelo chametz kodem Pesach uba Pesach lo biro. If you just left them in your house, ain't no lokem in atar she lo asa b'maisa. Av she'en b'maisa. But the Rambam says if you actually bought chametz, then you get malchus. Asks the Velt on the Rambam, but it's not only a lav she'en b'maisa, it's a lav anita glase also. This Gemara seems to say Beferish, right? The three categories. And the second category was Lav Shein, Lav Anita Glase, right? The case of Nosar excludes Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. That Lav Anita Glase does not apply to Pesach Sheni. But it sounds like it's in that category. So the Reb Chaim, with other questions, asked, how did the Rambam quote that you're going to get Malkus if you buy Chametz on Pesach? Explains Reb Chaim beautifully. It's really a Machlokas Tanoim. Our Gemara here on Daf Sadikei is following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who said back in the first Mishnah in the second parak, Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa. If you say it has to be burned, so then chametz is a lav hanitzak lase, because a certain action is demanded. But the Rambam, and we paskin like the Rabbanan say what? Hashpasaso b'chol davar. You can destroy it in any way. That's not a nitzak lase, because that is result-oriented, not maisa-oriented, and therefore, that wouldn't classify as a lav anita glase, and that's what the Rambam is talking about. So it's a different machlokas tanoim. The Gemara here is going like a vihuta, the Rambam is talking about the shita of the Rabbanan. Good. We continue. Harisha ton halabach ilasa v'chulu. Fourth line. So the first Pesach Risha requires challah while you eat it, right, during the Seder, and not Pesach Sheni. Minani mili, how do I know that? Amar, b'yochanem shimer b'shimim min yotzadak. Amar kro, the Pasuk says, describing Rashi quotes, Geula ha'asida, b'yom she'tigalu min agalus. Hashir yelachem. We're going to sing a song when Mashiach comes, kolel es kadesh chag, like the night that is sanctified for a yontif. Meaning, when Mashiach comes, we're going to sing a song like the night we sing a song. Well, what night do we sing a song? We only sing a song one night of the year. Laila hamekudesh l'chag ton halel, and it uses the lashon of hiskadesh, that is sanctified. So the night that is sanctified for a holiday requires halel. Laila shemekudesh l'chag ain't ton halel, but the night that is not sanctified for a chag does not require halel. That is the Gemara. The Tzlach here just wonders, Tzarech Ian, I don't know how you could learn a halacha based on a pasuk about the gula ha'afida. Right, how do you learn a halacha based on that? Either way, this is the halacha. Not for now, we'll just mention it quickly, but we'll get to it later on in the Masechta, but the mitzvah of Hallel, that's a major machlokas rishonim, whether it's a mitzvah Hallel, saying Hallel on Yontif, is that a mitzvah d'araisa or a mitzvah d'rabanan? Today we're saying Hallel. So is that a mitzvah d'araisa or a mitzvah d'rabanan? The Bahag holds it's counted as one of the 613. And the Rambam says, no way. The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah says, all Hallel is d'rabanan. That's the Rambam Shita. There's a Tshuva of the Chassam Sofer where he says, I have one exception to the rule, though. Even according to the Rambam, there's one Hallel that is d'oraisa, and that is Hallel on Chanukah, ironically, says the Chassam Sofer. Why? Because all other Hallels are mitzvos to recite Hallel based on a past event. But the Hallel on Chanukah is the Hallel b'shas hanes. Right? It's not just a past event, it's that you experienced it. You experience it, and that might be the Hallel of CBT Mitzrayim 2. So that's what the Chassam Sofer writes in the Shuvah. That might be the only Hallel that is d'oraisa. Okay. We are based on a nace that you went through. That Hallel is d'oraisa, according to the Chassam Sofer. Vaiter, zev zet tun hal bas yason, but both require Hallel in the Avoda. My time, awa, iba yiseima, laila kamimit, yom lo kamamit. Well, one is that only night is excluded, and not daytime. Only the night is excluded, right? That's the pasuk that we had before, right? It says kolos kadish chag only the night, but the day, which is the avoda halal, the previous day is not. Ibay yisema, or look at this line: after Yisrael shoftan is pischayin, but no one's loveyam ve'ino or halal. Is it possible not to say halal? Why do you say halal? Well, how can you not say halal? That's the line of the Gemara. Very unusual. What is that one? How can you not say halal? So first of all, there's a Rashi. Okay, this is a Rashi we have to remember for life. Whenever we want to know about being happy and singing during mitzvahs, what does Rashi say? To keep it the dvar mitzvah huton halal. You're doing a mitzvah, of course you have to say halal. He doesn't answer like, when you eat the Karan Pesach Sheni is also a mitzvah. Okay, but he said, maybe you're involved. You're doing a mitzvah, of course you have to say halal. But when we do mitzvahs, we sing. Another Chassam Sofer says, isn't it interesting that on Yom Kippur, when we bang our shamnus, we sing, ah, shamnu. What are we singing for? We're saying vidui. Okay, we don't do it by the Al-Chetz. But what are we singing by our shamnu? Says the Chassam Sofer, because it's still a mitzvah. Vidui is a mitzvah, and a Jew is besimcha when we do mitzvahs. That's Chassam Sofer. That's what we sing. That's where we have a little thing that we all know. But either way, so the Gemara says, of course you have to say halal. This line reminds us a little bit of the line in Rosh Hashanah, which says just the opposite. Daf Lamed Beis. Right? Where the Malachim asked Hashem, you say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So what does Hashem answer? It's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur! Could they say Hallel? The same kind of line, just the opposite. If they're doing a mitzvah, of course they have to say Hallel. So sometimes Hallel has to go with the exact instinct of what we should do. Also interesting that the Gemara throws in Lulav. Throws in Lulav. Not just Shechitas Pesach, but Lulav. There is a Ritva, the Ritva in the name of the Baalei Tosfos, three times in Masechta Sukkah. The Ritva quotes the Baalei Tosfos. It's not in our Tosfos. The principle of Mitzvah Habah Baveira is quoted very sporadically in Shas, Bavli. Very little. Only by Lulav and Karban. And a Bracha. Making Bracha by something you stole. That's it. Say Baalei, the Yerushalmi quotes it by Matzah too, stolen Matzah. But suggest the Ritva in the name of the Baalei Tosfos. It only applies to mitzvahs where you are trying directly to get close to Hashem during the mitzvahs. Ritzui. Like Karban and Lulav, because we do that during Tefillah, and a Bracha. So that Ritva in the name of Baalei Tosfos, maybe this is where they get it from. Because the line of Lulav is stuck in there. Of course you have to say Hallel when you shake a Lulav. Right here. That's the marker. Weiter. V'dechol and sliva chulu, Shabbos in Tumalo, Pesach Sheni's only docha Shabbos, is not docha Tuma. Masis and delok Rabbi Yehuda. The mission is against Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Docha za Shabbos, vein docha za Tuma. Rabbi Yehuda omer af docha za Tuma. Rabbi Yehuda holds Pesach Sheni's docha Tuma too. My time at the Tanakama, mipnei Tuma dachisiv, yachsar v'yasa betuma. The Tanakama says, of course it's not docha Tuma. The whole reason you're here today is because we didn't want you to do a betuma. So now you're going to do a betuma? So, Rebbe Yehuda, HaTorah Chazra Olav Lasosa B'Tara, Lo Zacha Yaseh B'Tumah. The Torah is trying. The Torah says, okay, do it, wait a month. But now, if you can't do it, you don't have a choice. So you have to do it B'Tumah. Tana Rabbana, Pesach Rishon Dochez HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Dochez HaShabbos, Pesach Rishon Dochez HaTumah, Pesach Sheni Dochez HaTumah. That's this like Rebbe Yehuda. Pesach Rishon Ta'un Lina, Pesach Sheni Ta'un Lina. They both require you to sleep over. Tosfos here discusses, I don't know, this is a halacha by every carbon. Whenever you bring a carbon, you have to sleep over that night. You can't leave that day. You have to sleep in Yerushalayim. So he doesn't know what's unique about Pesach. You can look at the Tosfos. Doches HaTumah, Kamak Rabbi Yehuda, this price is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ol Rabbi Yehuda Ton Lina. According to Rabbi Yehuda, though, you need Lina, Vatan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Menayin LaPesach Sheini She'ein Ton Lina, Shenamar Afanisa V'Bokar V'Alachto Lo Alecha. It says in Re'eh, you're the morning, you leave. V'ksiv sheishas yam tocha matzos. Hanecha l'shisha ton lina, sheinecha l'shisha ain ton lina. You don't need lina, Rabbi Yehuda says. So Gemara answers, trei tanoim aliyu de Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, it's two tanoim within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. What did he say? So I'm not going to point out, this might be why the Kohen Gadol has to sleep in Yerushalayim. His house has to be in Yerushalayim. Because every day he brings a carbon. So every day he has to sleep in Yerushalayim. That could be why the Chazal say that. Mishnah. HaPesach Shabbat B'tumah Lo Yochlus. Now another halacha. We have this already. If you bring a carbon Pesach B'tumah, who's allowed to eat it? Only Tamei Mesim. You can't say, oh, I'm tummy for another reason. I'm going to eat it. No. Other tummy people have to wait till Pesach Sheni. Lo Yochlu Mimenu Zavin V'Zavos Nidos V'Yoldos. They all have to wait till Pesach Sheni. Even though it's a Pesach Habah B'tumah. V'im Achlu Paturim Mikaris. But if they did eat it, they're Pater from Karis. Pater from Karis. Rebbe Eliezer Poter Afal B'yas Mikdash. Rebbe Eliezer goes one step further. Even if they come into the Beis HaMikdash, on the Pesach Shabbat Tumah, they're Pater from Karis. Tana Rabbana and Zavin V'Zavos Nidos V'Yoldos Achlu B'Pesach Shabbat Tumah Yachlu Yuchayavin. You might think they're Chayav Karis. Tamalomar Kol Klitar Yochal Basar. And Vanevash Shetocha Basar Mizavach Hashlom Shel Hashem V'Tumas Olav Nichrasa. It says every Torah person should eat, and if you're Tamei, you get Karis. So Neachal L'Tahorim Chayavin Alamishim Tamei. So we have the Hekish. If only Torah people eat it, then you're Chayav Karis if you're Tamei. V'She'enu Neachal L'Tahorim Ein Tameiin Chayavin Alamishim Tamei. But if Tamei people can eat it, then even if you're differently Tamei, you don't get Karis for that.
What about Pesach Sheni,
according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says Pesach Sheni is Ba Bituma, so then there too, for sure. Think of Pesach Rishon, it applies to Pesach Sheni also. Would it apply to? For Zavin and Zavah, who won't get another chance.
Yeah.
Won't get another chance. Right, I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Svar himself, was that we'll give you another chance. But still, the Makoris of Tuma is only by Tuma's Mace. I would think not. So they won't do it this year. What can you do? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yochel Dako Zavim Nichrusu Lazar, Bepesach Abba Betumah. Yochel Yuchayavin. So you might think Rabbi Eliezer holds that they're going to be chayav by P.S. Mikdash, Tamalomer, Vishachim, and Amachet, Echol Tzuro, Vechol Zav, Vechol Tamil and Nefesh. Pasuk we had earlier. Bizman Shetamei Mesa Mishtalchin, Zavim and Mitzoran Mishtalchin. Only when a Tamei Mesa is sent out are a Zavim and Mitzoran Chayav. Ain't Tamei Mesa Mishtalchim, ain't Zavim and Mitzoran Mishtalchin. They're not sent out of the camp on a Bidiyavin level. Last question for today. Boy Rav Yosef. Couple of questions. One of them we'll do today. Boy Rav Yosef. Dachku Tmei Mesim and Nechlazula Heichal. Bepesach Abba Betumah. Fine, they're allowed to go into the Azara, where everybody else is. But is it like all, right, all holds barred? Right, nothing, you can go into the Heichal. Right, use the opportunity. I'm not going to get Karis anyway. I've never seen the menorah, so I want to go see the menorah, the shulchan. I want to see what's going on in there. So is it all like boundaries are gone? Mahu. Mi de ishtri tumas azara, ishtri nami tumas heichal. Do I say all boundaries of Beis HaMikdash are finished? O dilma, my de ishtri, my de lo ishtri. Or do I say no? Right, so again, this has lumdis to it also. Do we say that the borders of the Beis HaMikdash are conceptually different or not? Or is it one package? Is it quantitative difference? Or is it qualitative difference? So Amar Rav two days. The Gemara first says Amar Rav Damar Kra Vishalchum in a Machaneh Afilu Mixas Machaneh. They're sent out of the camp. Even a little bit sent out of the camp is called sending out of the camp. So here too, you still have to be out of the Heichal. Ikadamri or Amar Rava Amar Kra Vishalchum in a Machaneh El Michut Fa Machaneh Teshalchum. Kol Heicha De Karina Be El Michut La Machaneh Teshalchum Karina Be Vishalchum in a Machaneh. Only if you send them out of the whole camp do you have the chiyuv of sending him out even from part of the camp. You have 2 days in the Gemara whether Again, this is all b'di'eved. This isn't lechatchila. Go see the Heichal. Right? But it's a b'di'eved. If they go in, are they going to get karis? Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem. And again, as I said, the next couple of days will be uploaded. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue again on Isru Chag here in Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of Arei Pesachim. This Friday, Isru Chag, Be'ez Hashem, and our B'nei Chutz La'aretz friends will pick it up with us after Yom Tov as well. Okay, we'll stop here.